Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit narrowed for a second month in March as the daily flow of imported crude oil dropped to the lowest level in 17 years. The deficit with China hit a three-year low as well. The trade deficit decreased to $38.8 billion, an 11% drop from February's $43.6 billion. 2.8 per crude oil imports averaged just 7 million barrels per day, and that is the lowest level since March of 1996. Scouts on the second day of the hard red winter wheat tour saw fields that will be abandoned, but the crop's potential improved as scouts moved into central and south central Kansas. Scouts' average yield estimate for the second leg of the tour came in at 37.1 bushels per acre. The tour's day one estimate for Kansas was 43.8 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission estimated that Oklahoma will produce 85.8 million bushels with an average yield of 25.45 BPA. And that's a decrease from last year's crop of 154.8 million bushels. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending April 25th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 8.1, next year, 18.3. Corn this year, 13.0, next year, 25.8. And soybeans this year, minus 4.0, yes, there were cancellations. And next year, 49.3. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner, and he is actually live today. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We've got ourselves quite a storm system working across the Midwest right now. The storm has already produced an impressive amount of snowfall across portions of the western Corn Belt, places in southeastern Minnesota reporting upwards to 16 inches of snow, and it's May 2nd. We have seen snow in a widespread swath from eastern portions of Nebraska and western, or I should say northwestern Iowa into northwestern Wisconsin. A lot of this area has 2 to 7 inches of snow on the ground this morning. And in eastern Colorado, in western Kansas and southwestern corner of Nebraska, we've got 1 to 4 inches on the ground with some greater amounts up against the mountains there. This is all part of a very deep upper-level low-pressure system that is evolving across the western Corn Belt today, and this is going to continue to be the dominating feature in our weather for at least the next 2 to 3 days, and it's going to produce a substantial amount of moisture across Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. We've been talking about this all week long, and it is going to live up to what has been advertised. 1 to 3 inches of rain will fall over this period of time in those three states, but also in portions of southwestern Indiana, and 1 to 2 inch amounts with local totals to 2 to 3 inches occurring in the Tennessee River Basin, parts of Kentucky, and the Northern Delta. So a large area in the Corn Belt is going to be dealing with a lot of moisture here as we move forward through these next 2 to 3 days. The easternmost portions of the Midwest will likely get away with not nearly as much precipitation. Ohio, southeastern sections of Michigan, and northeastern Indiana may end up with only a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 4 or 5 tenths of an inch of moisture for this whole system as it passes through those areas there late this weekend into early next week. The temperature contrast across the region has been really very impressive as well. Temperatures yesterday afternoon, of course, were in the 80s across the eastern Midwest, while it was in the 40s, in fact, some 30s in the western Corn Belt. Today we'll see that same kind of contrast, although temperatures in the east will only be in the 70s, with perhaps some readings getting up into a few lower 80s. The western Corn Belt, in the meanwhile, will likely see the temperatures this afternoon mostly in the 40s and 50s. We expect a little more snow to occur with today's rainfall across the western Corn Belt. A lot of this will occur from portions of northeastern Kansas into Wisconsin. We don't expect anywhere near as much snow to fall today as what did occur yesterday. Now, we'll take a little break from all the rain as we move forward into next week. The odds are fairly good that we'll run into a 2 to 4 day period without precipitation in a big part of these areas that are getting too much moisture here. We'll expect that to be followed up, though, by two cool fronts that will occur in the second week of the two-week outlook. Beginning as early as late next week and going into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, those two frontal systems will produce some additional precipitation across the region, and that will likely set us back out of the fields again. So those aren't going to be big soaking events, but we will get enough precipitation out of each one that we will have a further setback in the drying rates that are necessary across the region. We're going to expect to see temperatures next week turn a little warmer across the Midwest. Now, keep in mind, the eastern Midwest will see a bit of a cool-off take place this weekend into early next week, but the eastern Midwest never gets punished as badly as the western belt will, but we'll see the high temperatures late this weekend in the 60s and 70s in the east. Anyway, at some point during a midweek next week, we'll be back to near normal across the western Corn Belt, and all areas will see seasonable temperatures at that point. Maybe even a slight bit warmer than normal conditions may occur for a brief day or two. But after that, we'll cool down just slightly with those two fronts that come in thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. No bid on the May wheat, at least on my board, but the July is showing 783 and three quarters, up 1.5. May wheat in Chicago, 710 and a half unchanged. July, 721 and three quarters, now a half up a half. May corn, 689 and a quarter, up 7.5. July, 652 and a quarter, up 5.5. And December at 553 and a quarter, up 2.75. May soybeans, 1447 up 9.5, July 1376 and a quarter, up 3.25, and November at 1208 and three quarters, down a half. May soybean meal, 41830 up 270. May soybean oil at 40620 up 180. May soybean oil, 4879 up 15. July, 4880, and it is down 5 cents, now down 4 cents. June live cattle, 123.45. Up 97.5. May feeders, 147.5, up 67.5, and May lean hogs at 91.30, and they are up 40. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
What do you make of the week of trading? It's been up and down.
Oh, my gosh, it has been. Not a lot of momentum in either direction. We certainly need July corn to get back over 663.5, the 50-day moving average, to get that kind of momentum going in the corn. We export bookings were kind of as expected on the corn, a little better than they have been, both on the old and the new crop. But we need something more, a little bit higher volume to get some momentum here.
Does appear that corn's going to go into the ground at least a couple weeks late.
Yeah, it does, and there's some other years that we didn't get much in the ground till the middle part of May and still got the crop in by the middle part of June, so I'm not sure we're in a big hunk of hurt. I noticed that Drew said that 2 to 4 days of drying this upcoming week, that's not going to put very many guys back in the field if you get a several-inch rain.
I wonder, is it too soon to begin to talk about a crop that will come in under 14 billion bushels?
Oh, I don't know what kind of number we can peg on this. I think it's going to really depend on how many acres we can get in the ground, more so than a yield issue.
Turn your attention to soybeans.
Bull spreading again in the beans. We saw bear spreading yesterday, bull spreading today. I think meal's going to be the key to things if we can hold the nearby meal contracts with some gains. We've got pretty good support here in the November beans at 1202. We need to hold that on a closing basis, 1371. On the July is a 20-day moving average going to be kind of an important support area.
A word or two about wheat before we let you go.
Kansas wheat tourists finding stuff all over the place. Certainly they're finding snow today. Yields, I think, are going to go downhill.
And we won't really know until we do the harvest because of all the cold conditions and the frost.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Your current tick in the marketplace, May wheat in Kansas City, 710.5 unchanged. July, 722.5 up 1.5. May corn, 689.25 up 7.5. July, at 552.25 up 5.5. Those bids were, by the way, in Chicago wheat. May soybeans, 1449.25 up 11.75. July, 1376.75 up 3.75. November, 1208.5 down 0.5. May soybean meal, 418.40 up 2.80. July, 406.40 up $2. May soybean oil, 48.79 up 15. And July at 48.80 down a nickel. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.